This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that his government's model of development is nation first, which focuses on satisfaction rather than appeasement. He said, people have tested, understood and supported this model and therefore give his government the mandate for the third time. The Prime Minister was speaking in the Rajya Sabha while replying to a discussion on the motion of thanks to President Draupadi Murmu addressed to the joint sitting of both houses of parliament. Taking a dig at the Congress, the Prime Minister said the Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas model of governance is incomprehensible for the Congress as a whole party is dedicated to one family. Mr. Modi said, the journey from being a developing to developed nation passes through infrastructure development. He said 24 crore people of the country have moved out of the poverty and become part of the new middle class. Mr. Modi also talked about Mudra Yojana and Startup India scheme, saying the initiatives are fulfilling the dreams of millions of people. He said, the government has prioritized skill development, financial inclusion and industrialization to foster growth. After Prime Minister replied, the upper house adopted the motion of thanks on the president's address, negating the amendment of several opposition MP by voice vote. Later, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day. Meanwhile, the issue of deportation of Indian national from the US rocked both houses of parliament as the opposition demanded a discussion on the issue. Making a statement on the issue in the Rajya Sabha, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said the process of deportation of illegal immigrant is generally accepted principle in international relations, asserting that it is a collective interest of nation to increase legal mobility. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will visit the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela being held in Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh today. The Chief Minister will arrive in Prayagraj at 9:30 a.m. and later at 12:30 p.m. He will take a holy dip at the Triveni Sangam, the confluence of the Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati rivers. Mr. Patel will also visit the Bade Hanumanji temple to offer prayers. Earlier yesterday, Haryana CM Nayab Singh Saini and Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh took a dip at Triveni Sangam. The Mahakumbh will continue until Mahashivratri on February 26. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and US Secretary of Defence Pete Hegseth yesterday reviewed India-US defence cooperation spanning across multiple domains including land, air, maritime and space. During their phone conversation, Mr. Singh congratulated Mr. Hegseth for his appointment as the US Secretary of Defense. Both the leaders appreciated the bilateral defense partnership and reaffirmed their commitment to deepen the ties. The two ministers have decided to work together on technology, cooperation, integration of defense industrial supply chains, enhanced interoperability, logistics and information sharing, and joint military exercises. They also agreed to provide enhanced support to the growing defense innovation collaboration between the governments, startup, business and academic institutions. Road Transport and Highway Minister Nitin Gadkari said 8 national high-speed corridors over 2,400 km length have been operationalized in the country under PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan. In a written reply in Lok Sabha yesterday, the minister said the government has taken a number of steps to expedite the completion of project in the country. He further said the highest 886 kilometers of high-speed corridors were operationalized in Rajasthan, followed by Haryana with 583 kilometers. In India Super League, Football Club Goa defeated Orissa Football Club by 2-1 at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Goa yesterday. Football Club Goa jumped to second spot, replacing Jamshedpur Football Club as a result of this triumph, having 36 points to their name. And that is the end of this news bulletin.